This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here. We'll give you the toll-free number, Skype username, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Lots of news to discuss tonight, including just some insane stories out of Venezuela. It's been a couple weeks since we checked in with the failing country, a failing socialist government, and we'll give you the latest on exactly how bad it's gotten. Coming up here in moments with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Also on the way, Daryl, you're going to be telling us about Elon Musk, the founder of Tesla Motors.
Who, among other things.
Who is an alleged libertarian.
Yes.
Who's now going to supposedly make an argument, I have not read this argument, for a carbon tax as a libertarian.
The headline from the Reno Gazette Journal, Elon Musk makes a libertarian argument for carbon tax.
I don't think this is possible, but we'll give him a shot here and we'll see what he has to say. And to start the show tonight, from TheIntercept.com, Chelsea Manning, who those of you may not know by the name necessarily, used to be called Bradley Manning, and she was put into prison in Fort Leavenworth, which is a U.S. military institution, for the dastardly crime of showing light upon the activities of the U.S. military by releasing information.
Exposing things that if they were done by any other government in the world would be considered war crimes.
Yeah, exactly. And what was she sentenced to, 30-something years?
35 years in prison.
She's in her late 20s.
And I still need to check, because the article from The Intercept says that Manning is currently in the sixth year of the 35-year sentence.
Mm-hmm.
I need to look to see if there is credit for time served, because the
Probably. Official
sentence did not come down until 2013.
Right. Almost always you get credit for time served. I mean, obviously the military is different than the typical justice system.
Yes.
They can have their own rules, but that's generally the case. If you've been sitting in a prison cell awaiting trial, they will credit that towards your time in prison. Either way, it's you know, a drop in the bucket compared to 30-something years.
Yes.
She apparently tried to kill herself on July 5th. We did share that news with you when it leaked out. In her cell at Fort Leavenworth Military Prison, according to The Intercept, now military officials are considering filing charges in connection to the suicide attempt that could make the terms of her imprisonment much more punitive, including indefinite solitary confinement. That is torture. Just to be clear,
yes.
Solitary confinement is generally considered to be torture because you are cut off from the contact with other human beings, except for, you know, maybe a guard bringing you a meal a couple times a day. And that's about it.
Right. And I don't know what military solitary is like.
Probably worse.
But, you know, the regular jail solitary confinement, you're in your cell for 23 hours a day.
Right, and the 1 hour you get out, you're alone. There's no one else out.
Correct.
There.
You're alone, and it's for your recreation and shower period.
Right. Yeah, I wonder if there even is that hour in the military. You know, maybe you can get out for a shower, and then you have to go right back in. I don't know. If you've been in military jail or the brig, whatever you want to call it, you can call in and share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. If you know more about this, I mean, Daryl, you actually were a prison guard for...
Yes.
Was it a prison or a jail?
It was called the Westmoreland County Prison.
Okay.
But, you know, it was the county jail. They called it a prison.
I see. That's unusual.
I don't know what the difference is.
And what state was that?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Okay. Well, Pennsylvania calls themselves a commonwealth, so I'm sure that, you know, they just do things differently there. But
you know, like most people try to make some sort of distinction between prison and jail.
Correct.
Like, I don't think there's really a... I think it's one of those, a distinction without a difference.
Well, I mean, that's not what I hear from people who've been to prison. I have not been to prison. I've been to jail. And usually the jail is considered, at least up here, jail is considered a place you spend less than a year, and a prison is generally a place you spend more than a year. So that's one difference. But as far as the actual housing and what you can do in there, it does seem that the rules are different. As far as, like, in a prison, you can get more stuff from the commissary versus jail, where you can get some snacks, but you know you can't order a television set or something like that. But I agree with you. You're just talking about little minor differences.
Right. So where I was, the inmates could purchase a radio from the commissary.
You could do that in jail.
They were allowed, you know, like buy snacks, etc. But there were people that were in that facility for years.
Okay.
So, you know, it had more to do, I think, with the offense that they had been convicted of than the length of time. Although some of the people the one guy in particular that had been in there for 5 years, he was gaming the system so that he could continue running his drug empire out of the county lockup. He had at least one of the guards working with him. The guard provided him a cell phone. There was a wire in the light fixture that allowed him to charge
the
said cell phone. And he was continuing to run that. He had already been convicted and sentenced to, I think, life on something. He was facing a murder charge. But because he was still going through the court process, he was still in the county jail instead of being sent off to state.
Right.
And he was playing this game to where he would fire his lawyer, ask for a continuance on the trial, and then, you know, the trial would start up again. He would fire his lawyer and ask for another. And he was doing this, and he was able to pull this thing out for at least 5 years.
Wow.
Before the guard that was helping him wound up getting arrested.
Oof.
This guy got arrested. They figured out there was this extra wire in the light fixtures and had to go through, pulled inmates out of the cells one by one,
and
remove the
wire. Wow.
Yeah.
So here's what the latest from Chelsea Manning. Possibility of indefinite solitary confinement for the suicide attempt, because, you know, that's going to help her with her problems.
Right.
While possibly denying her any chance of receiving parole, according to a charge sheet posted by the ACLU, Manning was informed by military officials on Thursday that she is under investigation for, quote, resisting the forced cell move team, prohibited property, and conduct which threatens.
Also, Manning is facing an additional 9 years incarceration.
God.
That's not in the article from The Intercept
that
you have.
In the weeks following her suicide attempt, she's been active on social media, thanking her followers for their moral support. I didn't know that. Manning's treatment in prison since her 2010 arrest has repeatedly generated outrage among civil liberties advocates. The punitive tactics that have been employed against her include stripping her naked in a cell on a nightly basis, extended solitary confinement, and denial of medical necessities like eyeglasses. In 2011, then State Department spokesperson P.J. Crowley publicly described Manning's treatment in prison as ridiculous, counterproductive, and stupid. Following a 14-month investigation into Manning's treatment by the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Torture, the U.N. accused the U.S. government of holding Manning in conditions that constituted cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment, particularly with regard to the extended use of pretrial solitary confinement.
And I did find an article from The Guardian where Manning did get the pre-sentence credit.
Mm-hmm.
So the 1,294 days of incarceration before the actual sentence has been credited towards the 35-year sentence.
So 3 years off.
Three and a half.
Yeah.
And because there was the large amount of solitary confinement, there was, I believe, 100 days that were just 112 days were knocked off of the total sentence.
Oh, how generous
so,
of our masters.
Because you were put in solitary confinement for most of those 3 years, we're going to knock off 112 days.
Whoopie-doo. And now she's looking at 9 more years for a suicide attempt.
And possibly all of that in solitary confinement.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yes, this is what your tax dollars are going towards. This is what you support if you support the existence of the federal government. And it's time to end this. It's time to secede as soon as we possibly can. We'll continue with more on Chelsea Manning and craziness from Venezuela coming up.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here toll free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way if you like, and you can talk about whatever is on your mind. We started out tonight with Chelsea Manning, the hero who has been put into prison for 35 years of her life for revealing information about the war crimes of the U.S. federal government in Afghanistan and probably Iraq as well.
Yes.
We will continue with the update there. She's looking at now another 9 years in prison for an attempted suicide. And we'll give you the latest on that here, but we're going to go to your calls and thoughts first. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, or Skype username lrn.fm. Also, want to let you know about the Jax wallet. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live, and there's no wallet like it. You can hold Bitcoin, Ether, as well as Dow tokens, and Jax has more currencies coming. Go to jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. There's also Shapeshift integration, which means that you can exchange between those currencies right there built into the Jax wallet. That is super convenient. If you've ever tried to exchange any currencies, you could sign up for an exchange account, or even if you're using Shapeshift, you just have to go to their website and, you know, go through the process there, which is pretty easy, but it's even easier if you don't even have to leave your Bitcoin wallet. So go and grab Jax. It's cross-platform. You can get it for your Android device, your iOS device, Linux, Mac, Windows machines, also browser plugins for Firefox as well as Chrome. It is truly a cross-platform wallet, and it is the official wallet of Free Talk Live, created by Anthony DiOrio, one of the founders of Ethereum. So go to jax.io. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand.
And I'm updating it right now.
Oh, there's a new version? That's good to know. They've been updating it quite a bit, too. They're always adding new features
yes.
to Jax. In fact, down the road, they want to make it so you can use Jax to command your entire digital life, from coins to contracts, currencies, identity, and more. JAXX.io. Let's go to Patrick. He's in Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to let you know, you were talking about the difference between the state run and, say, a county run. The state would run under a director of prisons, and that would be your felonies, although some felonies are served out in county, but a state-run prison would be run by the state, run by the director of prisons for that particular state, and where your jails are run pretty much by a county and a judicial board that answers to the judges more than if the director of prisons, he's the top dog in the in Arizona, it's Chuck Ryan. He's the head of our prison system, and he's the one who oversees all of the prisons in our state.
And so what you're saying is one of the differences between a jail and a prison is the bureaucratic organizational structure between them.
Pretty much. I mean, ARS or our statutes are there. The only difference is you have the policies are set up different. It's like you say, it's a bureaucratic system, and the policies change. I mean, the inmates have to go through informal, formal, then the director's got to get involved. And actually, believe it or not, if an inmate has a problem, the director has the final say on that matter.
Now, are you experienced in these matters? Have you been in a prison as a guard or an inmate or prisoner?
Let's put it this way. I got probably 27 years in law enforcement, and 14 of those have been at running in two different state prisons as a as a CO2 to a CO to a CO3.
Well, if you ever have any prison stories you want to share, we're always all ears here on Free Talk Live.
So just out of curiosity, I did a search for what's the difference between a prison and a jail. And the U.S. Bureau of Justice Statistics actually has this question on their FAQ. And it says, jails are locally operated short-term facilities and typically holds inmates either awaiting trial or sentenced to less than a year. Prisons are longer-term facilities run by state or federal government and typically hold felons and inmates with sentences more than a year. Definitions vary by state. So, again, it's one of those things to where there's a difference in name only.
Okay.
That's basically it.
Well, policy and procedure are different. Like, for instance, level of custody has more to do with a prison than it would be to a jail. How you would, what inmates would have their privileges and what they can and can't do. I mean, higher custody means higher custody, where open yard can mean where they have rights and they got what they call phase programs to where they can work their way up to getting more privileges, or if they screw up, they get less privileges. It really is.
Well, they've got those policies at the county jail here in Keene.
There is solitary confinement in county jail. There's R block where they can work. They can actually go outside. And then there's the D block and the K block, which they don't really generally go outside in those blocks.
Yeah.
And actually, one of the differences is that the county jail, there is no actual, like, yard area, whereas at the prison, there is.
The county prison that I worked at, the outside, and I'm using air quotes there, was a basketball court next to the cells, but because they had enough open space, it legally qualified as outside because they got a certain amount of fresh air, and they were able to see the sun for X number of hours a day.
Right.
Oh, yeah, and like, for instance, in CDU or segregation, whatever you want to call it, you know, they don't really get recreation. They get an area where they can go out. I can't really give too much information, but they can go outside, but it's still considered a confined area. So,
right.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It really depends on the counties. Each and the level of custody out here in Arizona is based upon a point system. You have a public score and you got an institutional score, and depending on what that score is, where they're being placed.
Patrick, so, thanks for sharing your expertise with us tonight. I appreciate it. And like I said, anytime you want to tell us a prison story, even though you were a guard, you obviously have stories because there's all kinds of crazy stuff that happens in there. Feel free to call anytime and share one. Appreciate it tonight. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Manning, again, Chelsea Manning, facing now 9 more years in prison, according to Reuters. A story over The Intercept saying there was a 14-month investigation into her treatment by the UN, and they found that the conditions at Leavenworth were cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment, particularly with regard to the extended use of pretrial solitary confinement. The harsh measures that the military has employed have led to suspicions the government is attempting to make an example of her over her whistleblowing activities.
They are, but Daniel Ellsberg, who's famous for the Pentagon Papers, says that Manning's 35-year sentence will not deter future whistleblowers.
I sure hope not. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Although, if you're going to blow a whistle, you're better off going through WikiLeaks if you possibly can, and try to cover your tracks. This is Free Talk Live. We're coming up. Join us.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Chelsea Manning facing another 9 years in prison for a suicide attempt, because that's going to make her less likely to commit suicide. We're going to continue with, there's a little bit more to that story here in moments. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio with you tonight. And speaking of tonight, when you go to bed, do concentrate on the position of your head and neck. Because in many cases, chronic headaches, neck, and even back pain can be solved with the right pillow. Your spine should be straight and parallel to the floor. And MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for a couple few months now, and it has been fantastic. It's a great pillow. I didn't know really what to expect. I was thinking, oh, God, it's one of these as-seen-on-TV products. It can't be any good. Well, it actually turns out that it works very, very well. Daryl, you're still using yours, correct?
Yes.
So, yes, and you can also wash the MyPillow, which is something I've never heard of in a pillow in my life. Wash it in the washer, dry it in your dryer, not a problem. It's designed for that. You can go to MyPillow.com, get your pillow there, but you got to use code FTL for the special discount, which is two for the price of one, or one and a half off. There's also a 60-day money-back guarantee on this thing. So if you don't believe what we're saying, try it out for yourself. And if you, for whatever reason, you don't agree with us that this pillow is fantastic, then you can just send it back to them, and they will give you your money back. Use code FTL, MyPillow.com. There's a 10-year warranty on the product itself. It's MyPillow.com with code FTL. Let's go to Tim. He's in Milwaukee listening online at FreeTalkLive.com. Hey, Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, thanks. I want to say I like when you, Ian, and Daryl are on, it's a must listen. You guys do an amazing job, I think. But I'd love to hear Rich Paul again, because
you may hear him again in the future. He's funny. You know, he's a great show host. Unfortunately, he had to leave Keene for the time being, so we won't be able to have him on anytime in the near future. But if he, I believe he has told listeners that if they can raise enough money for him to travel to Keene for the show, that he would be willing to come out. I don't know whether that'll happen or not.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I was calling in tonight about the Hugo's water, Hugo, Colorado. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Department, which serves that area, took some field drug test kits that are notoriously false, or they always provide false positives constantly. They took these tests of the water, which of course determined that there was THC in the entire city's water system.
I remember seeing those headlines and then people saying, and now, you know, 20 million people are going to wind up moving to this tiny little town.
Right, right. So they, you know, did this false positive test and scared the heck out of everybody. Apparently, like, scientifically, marijuana does not mix with water very well. From what I understand. And it's kind of just a laughing stock. It hasn't gotten a ton of publicity, but I think it should. Because
are the cops doing this because they want cannabis to be illegal again?
They were trying to fearmonger.
Right.
And I just pulled up a story from the Denver Post where they said that water in the town of Hugo is not contaminated with THC after all.
So they brought a real scientist
in. They brought in, I don't know if they're real scientists, but they brought in...
They used cops before, so...
Well, they used state tests to conclude that there wasn't THC. So I don't know how scientific-y, science-y they were. They were state level instead of county.
Well, if there was a man in a lab coat, that's better than a guy in a uniform.
Right, right. I think that that's exactly the situation. There's been stories going around in the quote-unquote liberty community recently about some pretty significant testing, I think, that took place in, like, 2009.
Testing of what?
Testing of these field drug test kits that cops use, like on the side of the road, to throw you in, throw you in jail. And there were a couple stories on Cop Block recently that discussed, like, a guy with Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah, I saw that one too. I didn't know that they'd used the field test kit on that guy. He had, like, sprinkles of sugar on the floor of his truck, and the cops thought it was meth.
Yeah, it was glazed, you know, like glazed from the donut. And he got like $100,000, and he...
Good for him.
Yeah.
I hope he sent a nice box of donuts to the police department after that as a thank you.
He spent a certain amount of time in jail for it, but...
Wow.
So anyway... It's an interesting situation, and
it is. If you think about it, the amount of THC you'd have to dump into a water supply to taint it in any kind of like useful manner would likely be significant.
It would have to be a huge amount because THC is not water soluble.
Right. It binds to fat cells, I believe.
It'll bind to alcohol. It'll bind to vegetable glycerin.
So it'll all just sit there. sit there and leave them.
And a lot of the comments, there were a handful of alleged scientists who claimed that it wouldn't bind to water, and they seemed pretty confident, and they cited some sources, and it was just kind of ridiculous. And
these cops are desperate, man. They want their power back. They want their control back. They want the budgets back, and they're going to try some really desperate things in order to do this. There's a related story over at Inc.com about police raiding cannabis companies, raiding legal cannabis companies, despite the upcoming recreational vote. So even out in California, they're still going after these guys after 20 years.
Yeah, and the feds have been doing it because they're saying that it's not regulated enough.
Tim, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate you bringing that to the forefront. We'd seen the headlines, but we didn't mark it, so that's why I appreciate you calling in tonight. Thank you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that's a good way to do things on Free Talk Live. It's like a talk show that does requests.
Yes.
Because requests on the radio are really BS for the most part. If you ever listen to a music radio show, for the most part...
Hey, guys, can you play some Def Leppard from 1992?
We'll try to get that on for you. I'll do my best to get that on for you. That's what every DJ would ever say that they'd ever worked with in the business. And they never did anything to get that on for the person. That's just what they said.
Yeah.
So their best was nothing.
Their best was, let me look to see if it's on the playlist.
Right. Nope. Yeah. If it happened to be on the playlist, you could act like it was a request.
This request goes out to Jessica and Johnny and TJ. They all called in, wanted this song.
There was a request hour that they had me run when I was a fill-in music disc jockey at the rock station I worked for. And, back in the old days, they actually printed out a log. So there would be a printed paper log that would tell you what songs to play in what order. And now, of course, that's all been replaced by computers. But back in the day, they had a printed log. And so there were actually three open spaces on the log where in an hour, there were probably a dozen songs in the hour, but only three of the spaces were actual slots wherein I could put some sort of request.
Okay.
That, of course, did not stray too far from the established musical category.
Of course, because you had, here's all the stuff that you're allowed to play in this stack of... Did you have the audio carts or reels, or what did you use?
We were playing the music off of CDs, but we had carts for the drops in between the songs.
Okay.
So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can join us. Bring up whatever's on your mind. I've got that story about the police cracking down on legal marijuana businesses out in San Diego. And you can also bring up anything that's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-930-9765. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-930-9765. 1-800-930-9765.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up what you want right here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, some crazy, crazy news out of Venezuela. It just keeps getting worse there. We will share that with you. Plus, Elon Musk from Tesla Motors is claiming he's got a libertarian argument for a tax, specifically a carbon tax. So I think he's wrong based on the headline, but I haven't read the story yet. Daryl, you've got that for us. We'll share that here in moments. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. We just had a guy call in about the news headline of the police allegedly finding THC in a water supply in some town in Colorado. Turns out they're full of it. Turns out there was an actual professional test done on the water supply.
Turns out that scientist actually said, hey, wait a second, THC is not water soluble, so there's absolutely no way that you could have THC in the water supply.
Well, you could try to add it to the water supply, but it sounds like it wouldn't do a very good job of diffusing.
Right, you could throw all of the cannabis plants in Colorado in the reservoir that the water comes from, and you would have zero THC come out of your tap.
So there was that story about the desperate cops trying their damnedest to make legalization look like it's dangerous to people. That's what they were trying to do there.
Make prohibitionists scared again.
Yep. Inc.com's got a related story. Midwest, a medical THC extract company in San Diego, was raided in January and again in June of this year. It's one of a number of cannabis companies being targeted for asset seizure. But with no attendant criminal charges being filed. And this is how it's been going for a long time in California. I thought they'd laid off, but apparently no.
Nope.
At 7:37 a.m. on January 28th, 2016, nearly 30 officers from the San Diego Joint Narcotics Task Force conducted a raid on MedWest Distributors, a licensed medical cannabis extraction company. The officers, decked out in helmets and tactical gear, clutching assault rifles and handguns, used a sledgehammer to open the door and then burst into the lobby. Once inside, the task force arrested the two employees present, cracked open the company's safe, and collected its inventory, more than 30,000 cartridges of cannabis oil and a couple pounds of concentrate. The narcotics task force seized $1.4 million in cash, product, and money from various bank accounts belonging to owner James Sladek.
And let me point out, the reason that they had cash on hand is because of federal prohibitions of banks to do business with any industry that is involved with anything that the feds consider to be illegal.
Well, it does say here he had bank accounts. Maybe they were his personal accounts and the banks didn't know that he was marijuana business. I don't know, but it does say he had
Why the cannabis distributors in Colorado, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska are not allowed to take credit cards because the banks are scared to do business with them because of the federal regulation.
There was $325,570 in the safe. MedWest had been providing hundreds of licensed dispensaries around California with medical CO2 extracted cannabis oil and products under the state's medical marijuana law since 2010. The company was licensed by the city of San Diego and operating openly. Sladek says his company was raided a second time this year in late June and is now officially closed. Because you can only survive so many raids. You can only have your entire cash on hand extracted from you so many times before you're going to call it a day. It's over. We can't keep doing this. We tried to provide a valuable service to the people of California, to the businesses that are selling medical cannabis to patients who need it, and this is what we're rewarded with? We jump through the hoops that the government puts up? We've got the damn licenses they wanted us to get? We did everything by the book. And yet the police come in and they steal all of our product and they steal all of the cash, and then what?
They've
got to hire an attorney.
They froze the bank accounts.
Yeah.
And, right, they do have to hire an attorney, but how are you going to hire an attorney when you have no access to money?
It's not
going to
be easy.
Well, apparently you start an Indiegogo and try to raise some money. And right now they've raised about $29,000 out of the goal of $150,000.
San Diego law enforcement used federal asset forfeiture laws to freeze and seize the company's cash and the money in their personal bank accounts, as well as the bank account of Mr. Sladek's wife, who is a federal employee at the Veterans Affairs Office, and his kids' college savings accounts. That's just total ruin right there. San Diego Sheriff's Office, San Diego County District Attorney's Office declined to explain why they seized MedWest and the Sladek family's money, but neither of them has charged Sladek with a crime.
Because under civil asset forfeiture, you're not required to charge anybody with a crime. You're just required to say, we think this money is connected to something that may have been illegal.
MedWest is not the only legal medical marijuana concentrate company in California that has been raided recently by the authorities. Law enforcement agencies have also raided at least five other cannabis extraction companies since January. Jessica McElfrish, one of Sladek's attorneys, said state law enforcement started targeting concentrate businesses this year. Typically, McElfrish says the state had not used asset forfeiture laws against medical marijuana companies in the past, but has doubled down on the strategy with a focus on THC concentrate companies. McElfrish says the state is now using asset forfeiture to target legal marijuana businesses that cannot effectively fight federal asset forfeiture laws because marijuana is illegal federally.
So I'm on the Indiegogo thing right now for MedWest, and they have a video. And I'm watching this without seeing the audio.
With the footage of the raid?
The footage of the raid. There looked like about 20 people all clad walking into the front door.
Yeah, after busting it in with a sledgehammer.
And then, well, it,
That's what the story said.
Here. Right. It looks more like they broke the lock with something because it's glass door. So I see. Glass on the door did not get shattered. So, you know, they probably just busted the lock.
How nice of them.
And now they're in what appears to be like the back area. It's, you know, no people in this room.
It was 7:30 in the morning.
So early in the morning. But the cops are just like pointing the guns randomly. Right. And
as though they're entering into some sort of gang lair where there's a, you know, a bunch of mafia thugs hiding around the corner ready to blast them.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
And
this
then
is
there
a medical extraction facility.
There was a tiny broom closet that about 10 cops are standing around the door while one of them opens and they're all pointing their guns into the broom closet. It's just absolutely insane. There's one person that they've grabbed in handcuffs, possibly out of the office, might have been the owner of the facility. And, of course, the video, for some reason, this video has the faces of the SWAT team blurred out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They must be proud of what they've done. Over the past year, we've seen more investigations, more raids, and systematic asset seizures of medical marijuana companies using CO2 to make concentrates more than ever before, says McElfresh. According to California state law, medical marijuana is legal. The laws are complicated and ambiguous, but the state has decided this is something they want to allow and regulate. And as the article points out here, it has been legalized since 1996. That's 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And they're still harassing these people. Who are just trying to provide a product that, by the way, concentrated THC means you don't have to use as much. It's concentrated. So
yes.
You take less of the product in to get the same level of effect as opposed to, say, rolling a joint and smoking it.
Right. It's like concentrated laundry detergent. You use less of it.
Or concentrated anything. Orange juice or whatever. According to California law, it is legal, despite the fact that they legalized it in 1996 with Proposition 215. It has remained a gray market because the law was vague. It didn't cover every sector of the industry, and each city could adopt its own unique rules or ban the industry. Over the years, new laws were passed, like Senate Bill 420, to help create more structure. But the complexities left people in the industry open to prosecution at the state, local, and federal level. Last year, three bills were passed that collectively make up the Medical Marijuana Regulation and Safety Act, a legislation that spells out rules, requirements, and licensing guidelines for all aspects of the industry. That act went into effect January 1st of this year, but the specifics are still being written, and state licenses will not be issued until 2018. That two-year gap leaves the window open for police to continue to conduct raids and seize assets via federal asset forfeiture laws until this act is implemented at the state level. But who's to say that this new act is going to stop the police from raiding in the future?
It's not. They'll just come up with something like, here, they claim they had a search warrant for a hash oil lab.
It wasn't hash oil, though.
Right. But that's what was written down on the search warrant.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The madness continues in Venezuela. And your calls and thoughts, welcome on anything. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.